Hello, everybody. This is Dr. McLeod. We're in the bread section. This is the last day. Now, listen. We need a test. We need a way to know whether the bread we're buying is okay or not. And I have a great test for you. This is simple. One of the best ways to know whether or not the bread is good for you is whether or not it will go bad. Have you ever seen a Twinkie from like 1974, back when the Beatles were still together, and you're like, this thing is still good. It'll last forever. It'll outlast a nuclear winter. Bacteria won't even eat it. By contrast, real bread should go bad. It should go stale. If it's not going stale, then there's something in there that is keeping it from doing what nature intended, right? And so if bacteria won't eat it, if it won't go stale, then it's spiked with things that are likely not good for you. And it's too bad. What that means is that you're going to buy bread and it's going to go bad. What I have to do when I buy bread is I've got to buy small. I buy small because I know I have to buy what I'm going to eat, because otherwise it's going to go stale and I'm going to have to throw it out. The same thing for you. Buy small, buy real, and if your bread never goes bad, then just put it in the case with the Barbie burgers and all the other plastic food, you know, with the Malibu Barbie and all of that stuff. Because it's plastic. It's not something you should put in your mouth. Good? All right, well, listen, if you have any questions, just let me know, info@wilclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.